Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. My name's Rodney, and I'm joined by Will and Mark.
What's up, VGN?
What's going on, VGN?
And we're joined by another listener from our home and native land, Canada, specifically Ontario, and we got Bradley. Hello, Bradley.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Do you have a favorite game that you like to play?
Right now, I'm really enjoying the Fortnite bandwagon there, but I'm kind of excited for the Kingdom Hearts 3 to come out.
Kingdom Hearts 3, you and BJCMS can have a Kingdom Hearts 3 party.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I actually started playing the remastered ones. Man, they're like Kingdom Hearts, like the original one too. It must have been like when they still made video games super difficult. Yeah. So I'm stuck on the three-headed dog right now.
So, Bradley, you live in Ontario now. Is that far enough east that you have bagged milk?
Yep, that's all I grew up on, with bagged milk.
Bagged milk. So I'm just trying to understand the concept of how bagged milk works. Like, do you just hold the spout and then cup the bottom like a catheter bag until you got enough milk?
No, like we have like a pitcher almost that holds the bag, and so then you just put the bag in the pitcher and then dump it like you need.
Okay. Is cartoned milk like a foreign entity to you? Like, you just can't?
No, 1 liter. Like, you can get 1 liters, and then like the 500 mils, those are all carton. So we do have some.
Okay. You're just diverse as shit. All right, copy that. If you haven't already, we know Bradley has entered our contest to win 2 pairs of PAX tickets, and we're going to give them away next weekend on our live stream. It's going to be Sunday, August 12th at 12 p.m. We're going to go live. So, join us. And if you're not watching, you can't win the tickets. But to enter, you're going to go to our website, videogamesnow.ca, and click on contests and enter from there. It looks like a scam, but it's not. It's us. We are all scams. All right, guys. So we're going to talk about Black Ops 4 today, as well as tutoring in Fortnite. It's going to be a lot of fun, and that's all coming up right now. Yeah. All right, so let's get this show on the road here, and we're going to talk about Black Ops 4 first. So have you seen any gameplay already, Will, or no?
Yeah, I watched a bit on Twitch yesterday. It doesn't really look that much different than any other Call of Duty.
Surprise, surprise. What about you, Mark?
Yeah, I've watched videos of people playing and people playing the beta, and I'm more excited for Battlefield 5.
I agree. What about you, Bradley?
I've seen just a little, not enough to get an opinion yet, but to me it looks good.
For me, there's way too much, like, there's so much blood when you kill someone, like, no. you shoot someone in the chest and, like, it looks like special effects rigged that or something. Like, it just, like, way too much blood comes out of there.
It'll be good to have another person's opinion, because I think the three of us are pretty biased against Call of Duty.
Well, I was
I was pro Call of Duty.
Yeah, I mean, I was.
Oh, you played pro Call of Duty?
I've been pro, other than the last two, like, I did not like the Advanced Warfare, I think it was. I just thought that was horrible. But like Black Ops 3, I loved, and Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 2, all of them. They're like, I was a hard time putting the controller down on those.
Yeah, I think he meant he's more Call of Duty.
I got that at the end there.
Okay. last night Bradley was watching us stream Fortnite and laughing at our jokes.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah.
Sucked really bad.
They sure were watching for the skill.
No, he was watching for the absolutely outrageous jokes that Brian was making. But I think this, I had a little bit more hopes for this Call of Duty, but of course the hope was false, like a false prophet. Watching the gameplay, it just kind of looks like the same old song and dance, really.
Brandon, I think we're going to be playing today. They played a lot yesterday, and Brandon told Mark, and I think he mentioned it to me yesterday as well when we were playing some duos. He's thinking of going back into the pro leagues next year,
making the real money. Go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, it's funny because, like, have you ever seen that guy play? It looks painful. He plays a style called Claw, so he uses his pointer finger or whatever, he uses that to hit all the buttons, and then he can use his middle finger and his ring finger to tap the like R1 and R2 or whatever, so he doesn't have to take his thumb off of the D-pad.
Or the joystick, yeah.
Or the joystick, sorry. But man, that seems like... I don't know, that seems like arthritis. Like,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. He's going to have arthritis before he's 30.
Gets carpal tunnel daily.
It's painful.
But I mean, it makes him a better player, so...
It does, but you can just get the... like a modded controller or a scuff controller or something like that.
True, yeah. I mean, I just held the claw position for like a second, and I'm like, nope.
Dude, me too, dude. I tried that. I tried it for one game in Fortnite, and I'm like, nope, my wrist hurts.
You're too old.
So, Bradley, you play Fortnite on PS4?
Yes.
And you play with just a standard controller?
Yeah. I not jumped on the keyboard and mouse bandwagon yet.
We were talking about scuff controllers a few podcasts ago, and would that interest you at all?
Probably not. I like my controller the way it is.
I'm kind of with that as well. But going back to Call of Duty, the one thing that pisses me off about games is shitty physics. And I saw in the gameplay video that a guy jumped in a water and then he started moving literally faster than he could walk in the water and was like reloading, no issue. And yeah, I don't know, that just pissed me off.
Well, when you think about it, it's still beta, right? So they're just checking things out, see what they have to fix before full release.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting to me is this their Battle Royale thing too, the Blackout.
Yeah, that'll have its own beta in September, I believe.
It's September, yeah.
Yeah. So right now the beta for PlayStation is going on today, August 5th, today we're recording this. This weekend for PlayStation and next weekend for PlayStation and Xbox and PC. So August 10th to 13th, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, is it a thing that they can start making all these games more cross-platform?
Call of Duty. Well, Call of Duty started on the PC.
It did start on the PC.
Are you talking more cross-platform where like we could play together? Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. The one thing that's hurting that right now, I think, is Sony. Nintendo and Microsoft have kind of joined hands on cross-platform. Sony is trying to monopolize their games.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Sony.
Yep.
That's the one thing I don't agree with. When it comes to Sony.
Yeah. So I'm just on the beta website right now. I'm just looking at some of the weapons and they look a little interesting. They actually kind of all look the same. They have the same skin. It's kind of boring. So there's a gun called the Titan. It has reliable firepower and a large ammo pool, so it looks like LMG kind of thing. And yeah, so I think we're going to be introduced to a couple new weapons. We got the Helion Salvo. What the fuck is that? Oh, it's a rocket launcher. It's a lock-on or free-fire rocket launcher. Cool. But yeah, other than that, it kind of looks the same. It says that there's 6 new maps, plus Nuketown, I imagine. And yeah. So
are the zombies back in this one?
There will
be. They'll have zombies mode, right?
There will be zombies mode. Yep. Absolutely. It's kind of what made Black Ops a thing.
Yeah. I think they released it 3 maps with the zombie mode all right off the bat.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
That's good, because that bothered me on World War II, is they only had the one zombie map.
Because you played a lot of zombies with Brittany, did you not? And you guys really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I mean, it was fun until we lost, and then she had a temper tantrum, but...
have your TV.
And then quit for the day. And I'm trying to, I'm a raging gamer for sure, but I'm, the one being like, it's okay, we'll fucking try again, just calm the fuck down.
See, yeah. But can you win zombies? Is that a thing? Or does it just get harder until you die?
You can win. I think you can win on that map, that one map on World War II. Bradley, did you play that one?
I've never played the World War II one. I know there is a few maps that there is an end goal that you can get to. It takes a while, but some of them are just endless.
Yeah, there's actually 2 maps in World War II, but you couldn't play the other one online. You had to play it local. It was kind of weird, but anyways, it was a small little 2-story wooden house, and yeah, so you had to try to last as long as you could. And we didn't get past wave 15. We just got screwed because it's a little tiny house and there's only so much ammo. So anyways, yeah, I'll still pick up Black Ops 4. Actually, I've already pre-ordered it so I could join the beta. But yeah, I'll be streaming that next weekend. So check that out on the Video Games Now YouTube page. So Will, tell me how you feel about this game and what you're looking forward to doing, I guess.
Well, for Call of Duty, I am not looking forward to it because I'm kind of off the Call of Duty bandwagon and I haven't even pre-ordered it. So I will watch people play, and if it turns out to be a better game than I'm imagining in my head, it may be something I'll pick up. But right now, this year is packed full of games that have already caught my attention.
Right. Okay. I mean, yeah, I kind of anticipate it's not going to be as amazeballs as it's being led on to be. But I really enjoyed the World War II multiplayer. But, I mean, there's parts of it that pissed me off. The campaign really pissed me off because of the difficulty bullshit. Not that it was hard. The missions weren't hard. It was just, I've said before, there's the AI guys on the enemy team, they'll be shooting at your teammates literally right in front of them, and they're missing every shot, and then you poke your head out for a millisecond and you just get domed and killed. You're like, no, this needs to be a team effort.
Or at least make it feel like it's a team effort.
Yeah,
I'd love to see my NPC freaking down a few guys every now and then.
Yeah, I want the AI from fucking Far Cry 5, because that was the best AI I've ever seen in a game.
I told you that, right? That AI was amazing. The sniper people. Some people were dumb, but for the most part, it was
mainly
good.
The RPG guys. They would hide behind a tree and then shoot the fucking tree and kill themselves.
Yeah, I love seeing that in Far Cry. The big fat guy you save, he comes running in, don't worry, and then he shoots the ground and blows himself up.
Man, getting 5 kills with him was fucking painful. Took forever.
Yeah, it did.
Bradley, did you play Far Cry 5?
I did not. I watched my buddy stream it, and when I saw the ending of it, I kind of was like, yeah, no, not for me.
Yeah, the ending really pissed me off. I think, Mark, you didn't finish the game because I told you the ending was hot garbage.
Yeah, I didn't finish it. It's funny because I was ahead of you the whole time, and then I was in the second territory, and then I just kind of took a break from it, and then you beat it the next day.
Yeah, I played, because I wasn't working at the time, so I just played nonstop. Yeah. Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Brittany would go to bed, and I'd be like, hey, I'm going to stay up and play Far Cry 5. So, yeah.
Now Far Cry 5 has become Fortnite.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know, I'm getting kind of bored of Fortnite now, honestly. We've been playing it religiously for like the last 2 months.
Yeah, but there's nothing really out right now. We're getting to that end of the year period now where we're going to have some great game releases.
Yeah, but even the game news is kind of dry right now.
Yeah.
We're in a stagnant, like, it's after E3. It's before PAX. We're in that, like, summer lull of, like, not much is going to come out until, like, for some reason it gets cold.
Well, yeah, and everyone's outside. They don't want to play games.
Yeah. Well, for some of us.
Yeah. But
like, I'm moving back. I'm checking out like Grand Theft Auto 5, doing that again, and then this new game me and Will downloaded the other day, Defiance. It's pretty good too.
What's that about?
So far we're not really sure. It's like humans versus these other species called Votons, and you were in the middle of doing this big operation, and your ship gets shot down. And then so there's a small base camp of you, and then right now we're going on and doing missions trying to help people and stuff like that. It's a big like third person open world RPG kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We started yesterday, and I think we got off about 7 hours ago.
Oh, you guys played after I left?
Oh yeah, we finished just before like 2 a.m.
Jeez. Oh yeah, more space stuff. It's made by Tron. They make ArcheAge, that MMO. Yeah. I played.
Yeah. Trion
or whatever. Yeah, and that's funny. It's because that your main character is called an Arc Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So Bradley, what are you looking forward to this year for releasing of games?
Spider-Man comes right out like right before my birthday, so I'm gonna be playing that. Yeah, that looks amazing. Smash Brothers, obviously, with my Switch. I gotta find another game to play and use it. And I'm enjoying Fortnite. I'm not getting tired of it yet, so I'll probably be playing that a little bit more still.
Oh yeah, okay. The Switch is kind of nothing right now for games, which is the last good one that came out was like Mario, and that was like almost a year ago now.
But we talked about it, remember, a couple days ago on the phone, saying that Nintendo's always been really bad for like the summer. Is like they just usually surrender the summer to PlayStation or Xbox. Yeah. And then they come full board, you know, for the holiday season.
But like I said on the phone too, like the Switch is all about, you know, going out and meeting other people with Switch consoles and having fun that way.
Perfect.
And summer is perfect for that, so I don't know why they would choose to do that.
I know right now the big game they did release was that Octopath Travelers. It sold like 10 million copies or something like that so far. And it's pretty cool if you're an RPG fan, like a retro RPG.
Is that like a JRPG?
I believe so, but it's like, there's 8 different storylines you play as your team, and they all have different styles and different mechanics.
Yeah,
it's really cool. Octopath Traveler, I would check it out. I haven't picked it up yet.
System is it for?
Switch.
The Switch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's a Square Enix game, so it's pretty well rounded.
Nice.
Were you a fan of Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
All right, my man. There we go. Squaresoft, Square Enix. That was awesome games.
I'm just going to check out Octopath Traveler right now. But I played a game for the 3DS when it first came out called Bravely Default. I don't know if you guys have ever played that game.
Great game.
Yeah, that game was amazing. But the grinding got a little annoying. But you can set... My most favorite mechanic in that whole game is you can set the amount of encounters.
Yeah.
So you can basically make it more difficult by reducing the amount of encounters and slowing your level up, or you could just like literally run into monsters every 2 seconds and just like constantly grind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of my favorite mechanics for sure. Every fucking game should have that.
For handhelds, one of my favorites, it's a classic now and hard to find. I'm glad I still have my copy. I'm not sure if any of you played it. I think it's for the DS. It was the World Ends With You.
Okay, I've never heard of that game actually.
Seriously? Oh, it had a great soundtrack. Re-release. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is on the Switch, I think.
So here's what it says about Octopath Traveler. Eight travelers, eight adventures, eight roles to play in a new world brought to life by Square Enix. And now you can enjoy all of them in the new demo. Oh, so it's just the demo? It's not even released yet? Or is this an old article?
Well, it is released. It was released July 13th.
Okay. Step into the shoes and live in the stories of each of the eight travelers and freely explore the world of Orstera. I will butcher the fuck out of that. That might as well be a Japanese guy's name. Carry your choices and adventures into the main game with the save data transfer. Use each character's special abilities in and out of battle. Break through enemy defenses and discover and target weaknesses. Store boost points with each turn, and then spend them strategic times to strengthen abilities, chain attacks, or provide aid. Choose the path you wish to walk and discover what lies beyond the horizon. So yeah, that sounds very much like a JRPG.
Yeah, it sold a million copies in the 3 weeks, and Square Enix actually had to apologize that they didn't expect it to do as well as it did.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
Mark, you're a little hot there. The art style is quite interesting. It's a 2.5D, 2.5D side, looks like side scroller. But that's just the battles right now. Oh, even on the overworld, it's a 2.5. It's not a side scroller. It's like a Link to the Past kind of look, but 2.5D. That's interesting. I like that. So I might actually check this out. And so it's turn-based battle system, I'd imagine, just judging by looking at the pictures here.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what they showed off at E3, remember? Is they showed off the turn-based.
I think, was Square Enix on the last day? I can't remember. We were just fucking burnt out. We're just like fucking...
I think they were on the weekend, or Sunday, I think. I don't remember.
I remember one of the developers, like, rapid-fired off a bunch of games and they didn't really show them off. Was that Square Enix?
That was Nintendo.
That was Nintendo.
Right, like... 10 minutes in, man, they just like 30 games in like 1 minute. I couldn't even write them down.
Yeah, I mean, Xbox, when they did their conference, they like actually
gave you a second to take a look.
Yeah, and they really spent time on a couple games, but yeah, they at least showed a trailer off or something.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think Xbox definitely won this year.
Yeah, Bradley, you're right. I kind of forgot they announced that earlier this year, but The World Ends With You is getting the final remix for the Switch.
Yeah, I thought I remembered seeing something like that it's coming back out.
Yeah, it was announced in January with a planned 2018 release date. That will be a game I will buy day one for the Switch. That was, and still is, one of my favorite games released. You should check that out, Rodney. Yeah, The World Ends With You.
The World Ends With You. I can do that. All right, so moving on. Let's talk about the next thing that you wanted to talk about, Will, and that was tutoring. We've talked about this briefly before on the podcast.
Well, were joking about this. Like, now it's out there where people are asking or trying to get tutors for their children for Fortnite.
So... That's crazy. Like, because think about how much, like, in-game transactions there are for microtransactions. And, like, instead of being like, oh, here, sure, you can have a costume or whatever. It's like, no, you're going to get competitive. They probably saw how much money Ninja was making. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Well, I get to make this.
Yeah.
That's, like, the one thing with Fortnite that separates it from every other game is the building. And I guess a lot of people don't know how and can't do it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really weird the first time I played it because you're so used to shooters that you just go and shoot and find cover. Yeah. And then now they've added this completely separate element for the game. So, but now it's like second nature, like you're getting shot at, you just build. But the fact that they're getting tutors to just, that's interesting. Why don't you just play the game and get better?
At $20 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much?
So $20 an hour.
Wow.
My girlfriend messaged me about it. She was like, why can't you do this? Just tutor people to stop playing and make some money.
Yeah. and then the kid's gonna, the Fortnite's gonna trail off.
That'll cover all the skins you need. Just teach kids.
Yeah. But then eventually, like 5 years down the road, Fortnite will trail off, and then the kid won't have any life skills. He won't be able to make. Yeah,
he might be really rich from his tutoring.
Yeah.
And all the Fortnite victories.
So, yeah, it's a very, very small percentage of people that actually make money off Fortnite. So.
Not necessarily anymore, because even like some of like the low end players, if they still get donations and stuff like that, they can still pull in like, you know, $400 a day.
Well, where the fuck's my donations? Huh? I've been streaming for like a week now.
You're not on Twitch, you're on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you don't even have a cap. You like, are you putting your face out there?
No, not yet. I like literally a day after work, you don't want to see my face.
No, that's true. I'm not kidding.
Just there dead to the world.
See the fucking bags under my eyes from the stress.
Yeah, exactly.
But Bradley's an avid watcher of our stream, but he hasn't donated anything yet.
Oh.
He has to go buy bag milk instead. But yeah.
Stuff's expensive, man.
Yeah. it's the bag. The milk's really cheap. It's just the bag. But yeah, it's I'll show my face eventually, but yeah. Gotta.
Well, I was talking with Brandon, Brian, and even Mark. I think when we come back from PAX, I'm gonna start streaming more on the week. Like, start streaming on the weekends.
Yeah, I found I've streamed at night after work on the weekdays, and I find that we don't get a lot of viewers, more so as we do on the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, that's because when you get home, it's like 9-10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is like in bed for work tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's Pacific time too, so like everybody east of us is like out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was like 1:30 last night when I'm like, okay, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so that would have been 10:30 for us, and I'm like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so tutoring. So I would maybe tutor Halo, but because I'm pretty good at Halo, but I don't know. Fortnite is it's just one of those games where you can't really like, now they have the practice mode, I guess, so you can practice the building and stuff like that, but yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, now that it's started, I think like other games like Halo, like I can see them continuing on, right? Because like, yeah. Ninja started out as a COD player, didn't he? And then now he's a Fortnite.
He started Halo.
Halo, yeah.
So I can see other like parents like, oh, okay, you don't want to play Fortnite anymore, but let's get you a coach for Halo.
Yeah, I could see that there. We're in the generation now where a lot of the money is in video games, and a lot of these streamers are making more than actual musicians.
I never, so. You know, a couple years ago, I never in my freaking life would have thought that people would just, like, a crowd of people would just, like, sit down and watch somebody play a game.
You know? Well, a lot of people don't have money, right? And then they're like, I was telling Mark as well, like, I want to stream like more casual games as well, that things that people aren't going to be like, oh, you suck at Fortnite.
Right.
So I'll go back and play like my JRPGs, which I'm really good with, or you know, even Elder Scrolls Online. But like, I want to stream like Spider-Man, you know, games that are brand new that people maybe haven't bought yet and want to watch other people play.
Yeah, exactly, before they buy it.
Yeah.
True, yeah, but yeah, I want to be that guy. Nintendo mails me something. Hey, try this game out. It's Smash 5. Hashtag Nintendo. Yeah, so that'd be the dream, for sure.
That's basically like, you know, where everything starts right now.
Yeah, I mean, they are sending stuff like Nintendo, especially sending copies of stuff out to video game reviewers. So that
and people, streamers now as well.
Yeah, and streamers, but
a lot of people got Mario Tennis Aces 3 weeks before release.
Yeah, I played the beta, and the beta pissed me off, so I didn't buy the game. It's just like, don't know, Wii Tennis was really fun because it was just super basic. And even the original Mario Tennis was fun on the 64 because it was super basic. But yeah, this one just had too many little knick-knacky controls, and it, yeah, I was out. Bradley, did you play Mario Tennis Aces, the demo?
I actually purchased it.
How is it?
I liked it. It does take a little bit to get used to the like Super Smash abilities, but if you learn to like how to play defensively on it, you can counter it pretty easily, I think.
Okay. Yeah, for me.
For the demo, like people played the demo hard, because I played the demo and got crushed like miserably.
Oh yeah.
I think those are the people that played it like day and night when it came out. Just got too good too quick.
Right. Yeah, because I played the tutorial. I'm like, all right, yeah, I got this. And then, yeah, the first game, I just got smashed hard. So I'm like, well, this isn't fun.
I got to say, the Aces campaign was fun, but really short. Like, you could beat it in, like, 2 hours if you got good at the game.
Oh, that sucks. Are any of the other Mario Tennis games have a long campaign? Do you guys remember? I can't remember the 64 one.
I thought even the 64 one was pretty short.
Yeah.
I think I beat that in like 3 hours.
Mind you, how could you draw that out?
You can't really. It was like, it didn't really need a campaign because it was meant to be more of like a multiplayer aspect where you could jump in with friends or what they have for Switch now, like the tournament mode.
Yeah. Well, like we said in the last podcast, there needs to be another Strikers game because...
Oh, yeah.
Out of all the sports games, I think that's my favorite, for sure.
And let's kill off Mario and Sonic at the Olympics.
86 Mario and Sonic at the Olympics, yeah. Absolutely. All right, so let's move on to what else is coming out. Why don't we talk a little bit more about PAX, since that's coming up at the end of the month here. So... And then we can talk a little bit more about our contest. So,
yep.
So we have our tickets, and we have the spare tickets as well for the giveaway. And just wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up, if you're going to PAX, even if you don't win the tickets, what the hell do you expect? So it's in Seattle, obviously. So if you don't have a hotel now, you're kind of screwed. Pretty much screwed, yeah. It's gonna cost you like at least $2,500 American, yeah. I think, even to even get a hotel room for 4 days. It's a bad time. So yeah, if you don't have a hotel, check that out. Will and I got smart and booked our hotels in like February because we knew the dates that PAX was gonna be at. It's the same every year.
Yeah.
And we lucked out and got a good deal. Oh, it's actually $2,000, Will, by the way. So you guys owe me some money. Yeah, it's $2,000 because it was $1,200 plus a bunch of fees, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So it's $1,500 American.
That's not bad.
It's still
better than what we paid last year for like the bed that was like as hard as a rock.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. So then definitely get up. It's early, like super early, and because you have to stand in line at like 7 a.m. And I know Mark's gonna bitch every fucking day about this, but. If you don't
drag him out of bed or throw some water on him, he'll be fine.
Well, maybe he won't sleep because his bed will be super hard. But yeah, so you have to get up super early, because if you're not in line by like 7 a.m. then you get fucked. So if there's some things inside PAX that have a limited capacity. So like for example, we were talking about the Star Trek thing a couple years ago that only had 100 spots.
Yeah, VR stuff is usually limited per day.
Yeah.
Because each demo has a setup time plus instructional time plus gameplay. So, you know, it's about 30 minutes per person.
Yeah. And last year there was the Wolfenstein 2 booth where you got a milkshake after you stood in line. But the line.
That was a long ass line.
Yeah. We got there. Like, it just opened. We went and registered somewhere else and we came to the Wolfenstein booth and it was already a 4 hour wait. So we're like, yeah, no. We're not playing Wolfenstein 2, sorry.
I wanted that milkshake.
Yeah, I wanted the milkshake more than anything. But mind you, the track record we had with food last year probably would have... It was good that we didn't.
Well, it was a milkshake. I can't see it being that bad. The chili dog is a whole other story.
Yeah. Bradley, have you been to PAX before?
No. I've never been to almost any gaming convention, so... was kind of a dream, I guess, to go at some point to one of them.
Yeah, well, we luck out because we live in Vancouver, so it's only a two-hour drive down to Seattle. Where's PAX East, Will? Is it in New York?
Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Boston.
I couldn't point on a map and tell you where Boston
is. Too far.
Yeah. I don't know the scale of those ones, because we were talking last time about how PAX West is a little bit bigger than...
Well, PAX West used to be called PAX Prime.
Yeah.
And then when they started branching out to PAX East, PAX South, and PAX Australia, they just decided to change PAX Prime to PAX West.
Yeah, I think I remember a bunch of years ago seeing like a PAX Prime ad, and I'm like, what's yeah. that? Oh, don't click on it, because it, like, if I knew it was a video game convention, I would have been all over that.
Yeah, this is like my 13th year going down, so.
And they've only been going on for how long?
Quite a while. They were going on like Penny Arcade Expo even when I was in high school, because one of my friends tried to drag me down, I think grade 10 or grade 9. So.
Oh, yeah. E3 would be a nice one to go to, but I can only imagine how many people are there, because it's LA and like everyone and their grandma's dog is there.
Yeah, I'm gonna try for E3 next year. I'm really hoping we get some more listeners and stuff like that, and maybe, you know, we can branch out a bit more to what we cover next year. E3 and TGS would be among the ones that I think would be very beneficial for everyone.
Absolutely. So you heard it, guys. Let everyone know about our podcast. Check out our live stream next Sunday, August 12th at 12 p.m. And share it to all your friends, and definitely enter the contest to win two pairs of PAX tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually super excited about the live stream next week. We just got to work out a few kinks. Other than that, we're looking forward to it. We're going to have plays of the week and fails of the week. So if you guys have some fails and plays, go to our website, which was videogamesnow.ca, and go to the live stream. It's got all the links you need in there. We have a Dropbox link. Just click that, and then you can upload your files there. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a poll of the week, which is already up on our website, I believe. It's who's your favorite sword wielder. So you guys can make your own answers, too, so you don't have to just click on the two generic ones. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then Will will have the news, like always, and Mark will run the plays and fails of the week, and it'll be a lot of fun. So please check us out next weekend, Sunday, August 12th, 12 p.m., live stream.
We should also talk about Brian and Thomas.
Yes, so if you guys are on our Instagram page, I posted a video a week or so ago. We got Brian and another guy we work with named Thomas. They were chirping hard about who was better at Call of Duty, so... We're gonna second week of the live stream. We're gonna cover that. We're gonna have them Call of Duty it off, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. And I think we talked about this the other day. I think what we're gonna do is we played that game called Bean Boozle. We put on our Patreon a while ago. That was awful.
Rotten milk, or the spoiled milk, yeah, man, so, almost finished me.
So basically, you spin a little spinner, and then it lands on a color, and then you have to, they're jelly bellies, and you gotta take that color, and you'll either get the good version, so if it was, like, green, it's, like, freshly cut grass was the nice version,
or lime or something, yeah.
Yeah, and then, or puke, and whatever. So there was some raunchy
spoiled milk,
ones.
Rotten egg.
And then we thought we were going to get cute and just take multiple beans at once. So we would get...
Oh, that almost killed me, man. You saw, I almost like...
Yeah, you're head down, ready to puke all over the studio table. So what we'll do is we'll get Bean Boozled, and every time one of them kills the other one, the loser has to spin and take a thing. So I think that's fun.
We also need we're thinking of doing something like that, maybe, you know, once a month, where we're going to bring in challengers and give them punishment games. So if you have any ideas for that, definitely check send us some messages on our Facebook page
and website. Website's got to contact us.
I'm looking forward to hearing some punishments.
Yeah,
I personally want to use something spicy or sour, make like the sourest drink alive.
If Will loses, he's got to eat a foot-long chili dog.
Oh, gosh. Just kill me now. Or at least rent me a porta potty, Rodney.
You'll just be in the porta potty with the screen on the door. Just.
Speaking of which, Mark's brave enough that he wants to have a chili dog down at PAX, so I have a feeling I kind of want to record this.
Yeah, we're going
to
record this. We'll get multiple angles of this.
Like the moment like he feels his stomach just feel like, uh-oh.
And then
it'll be fine, guys.
We'll follow him to the bathroom, and then he'll realize there's a fucking line 20 people long to take a shit.
And then I'll take over from there, just recording a vlog.
Oh, God.
Hour two, I'm still in line for the bath. Underpants long, soiled long ago.
Yeah. Starts coming out his pant leg. But yeah. Anyways, so Bradley, what do you have a punishment game in your mind that you think would be a lot of fun or what?
Punishment game. Probably come up with something, but I don't have anything right now.
Oh. Anybody who loses has to play 1 hour of the Barbie game for Xbox.
Hey, Brian might actually enjoy that.
He fucking would too.
He'd just grab a couple beer and like get so drunk he wouldn't even notice.
Yep. Yeah, maybe we'll replace Brian's drink with something awful. Like bleach. Actually, no, he'll like that too.
He'll drink the bleach, man.
You guys will have to get a Wii, I think, for like the horrible punishment games. Because it's like the Wii had so many horrible games.
Oh, that's really good. I like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this song just maybe reminded me of Smash Bros. We're thinking maybe in January having a Smash Brothers tournament, hosting that in a venue with a lot of people, a lot of stuff. So
we also want to have it online as well, so we're waiting to see what type of capabilities Smash 5 on the Switch will have for online.
Yeah, so we'll have to have a burner Switch that is just like, here's the friend code for add all the
much.
Friends. It'll be interesting. I have no idea how we're gonna do that, but we'll figure it out. So yeah, we got a lot of plans here at Video Games Now. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So all right, I think we're running out of time here, so we should wrap this up.
Yeah, I'll go over one quick thing quickly since there's no news. August for games is looking a little dry as well, but we did have WarioWare Gold that came out on the 3DS a couple days ago. We have the Okami HD Switch available on the 9th. We have the brand new Madden NFL 19 available on the 10th. We have the brand new World of Warcraft Battle of Azeroth PC expansion available on the 14th. On the 24th.
By the way, that looks amazing. If you're a World of Warcraft fan.
We didn't actually touch on that when we probably we should touch on that next episode, because I have a lot of friends that are creaming their pants over this one.
It looks good. Really good.
Actually, like, a lot of my friends don't play World of Warcraft anymore, but saw the trailer for this and are actually re-rolling and leveling, grinding, re-leveling the expansion to come out.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I quit when they brought out pandas, and now I'm back playing.
Right on. All right.
Then on the 24th, we have F1 2018. On the 28th, we have PES 2019. On the 28th as well, we have Yakuza Kiwami 2. I will be picking that up. On August 28th, Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate on the Switch. On the 28th as well, we have Strange Brigade. And on the 31st, we have Naruto Boruto Shinobi Striker.
Cool. Sounds like a interesting lineup.
That is your August games.
You know when I say interesting,
I'm saying, well, the World of Warcraft one sounds good.
Yeah.
Other than that,
it's very interesting. I always say that when I'm not amused.
Yeah, September's looking better for us, boys. We'll talk about that in September, but August is a little dry.
Yeah, but we're more looking forward to PAX than any game right now, I would say.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a ton of pictures and stuff coming out of PAX this year, so it's going to be great.
Videos as well,
yeah. We'll have our own little internet hub, because the internet there is kind of shitty. So, alrighty. So that'll do it for today's podcast. Please let us know what you think on our Facebook page and our website. Bradley's a avid Facebooker on our YouTube, on our Facebook page. So do what Bradley does.
Hit us up.
He like Brad.
Yeah. And Bradley, thanks a lot for joining us today. Go to our shop and let us know what shirt you like, and we'll send you a shirt and send us your address.
Oh, sounds good. Thanks, guys. I had a lot of fun.
Alrighty. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.